Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, known goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
This is your Wednesday edition of your Rush Hour. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Hello to you, Bernie Vince. Hello. To you, Greg Blewett. Welcome to this fabulous show. We've got lots to get through.
Good afternoon, Jazz, Bernie, Emma, everyone listening. I'll start with the Ashes. Looks like it's over the line.
You said it wasn't going to happen.
Hang on.
You put your plums
hang on. I said if they got Joe Root over the line, and guess what happened? They did.
Confirmed.
Multiple news agencies are reporting that there was a late night hookup last night with Nick Hockley, the CEO of Cricket Australia, and obviously people at the ECB, plus Joe Root and a couple of other senior players, and they put a presentation together, and apparently it's been ticked off.
Right.
So pretty much a full-strength England squad
and their families
will be here.
Will be able to get to Australia?
Apparently the families will be coming out just before the Boxing Day Test match, and they'll do their quarantine in the Yarra Valley. They'll have the whole place to themselves, so they'll be able to move around.
Wineries.
It looks very, very encouraging. So
good,
that's
result.
Great
good.
News.
Late
good.
Night hookup. That's a bit different to the one I was thinking of.
Were you?
Yeah. Got the Ashes over the line.
Well, with the time difference.
Gotcha.
Now, as you know, Mark Rashidos, the football director of the Adelaide Crows, the Jordan Dawson deal with the Adelaide Crows and the Sydney Swans has hit a bit of a stalemate, all right, because Sydney Swans want more because he's a 24-year-old, very good footballer that they're very disappointed in losing him.
Yes.
But here's Roo, or Ditz asked Roo this morning to explain about the deal.
Now, Roo, pick 17, just for me, uneducated here, I would have thought that sounds pretty reasonable.
You're probably right, Ditz. I can't get involved in this one, but obviously Sydney don't think it's enough.
Yeah, right.
Because they're not agreeing to it by the looks of it. But we'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, that's explained it.
Gee, that's...
Hey, no, firstly, quickly though, why pick 17 and not pick 23?
Well, they want a little bit more. They think he's worth more than that. But this always happens. All this does is make us talk about it every day. And at the end, what it'll come down to the last day of trade period.
Yep.
And they'll go, well, this is all we're going to give. Oh, well, this is all we're going to get. We don't want to lose him for nothing. Mm. All right, we'll take it. And they get a bit angry for a few days and then they move on. So it's going to happen.
Nothing's changed.
I don't even know why we talk about it every day.
I don't even know why it's a 10-day trade.
Yeah.
It should be done in 3 days.
Well, 3 days would be fine. Then there'd be a bit of urgency about these deals.
So we've got another 7 days to wait.
And they come on and then Roo says,
says nothing, really.
Well, no, the Swans come out and said, look, we might deal with Port Adelaide then as a little bit of a threat.
Yeah.
And Adelaide would just be laughing and go, well, hey, we'll just let him walk to the preseason draft then if you're going to play that game.
Yeah.
But it's just all words. It'll get done.
Yeah.
I don't even know
why
we're bothering.
What will Sydney get from the Adelaide Crows? Pick 23 future draft picks?
I would take pick 23 and maybe a future second round.
Okay.
He's a good player. It's like when you're selling a property. You want top price for your property, and the person buying it wants bottom price. Mm. And in the end, you meet in the middle, and that's what your house is worth. Yeah. So
and good old Rupert just...
I'm actually dumber for what Rupert said. I'm more confused.
He's going to ring you. He'll ring you.
Well,
you know what he's like.
He hasn't rang me this week yet. So.
To be fair, we cut that a little bit short.
No,
he did
we
go
didn't.
On and explain
that's what he told.
What did he say after that
what
then,
he say
well,
after
he
that?
Said that, you know, if they... If they don't come to an agreement, they'll go to the preseason. I heard it. Come on, leave him alone.
Oh, come on, Rupert. We want more than that.
Yeah, give us something.
Right. What's the latest on Jade Sheedy?
Right.
Because Biggles broke the news.
Big news,
huge
on the footy call on Sunday, and it rated too. It rated through the roof. Our call, Triple M's call on
Apparently
Sunday.
When you crossed to me, it went up.
It went right down because you were three parts as usual. Now Biggles dropped the big bombshell that Jade Sheedy is going to go to the St Kilda Football Club in some capacity.
Was already signed, he said.
It was signed.
Signed. Done.
Done.
And then as
Biggles
he dropped
more
the
more tickets, everything. As he went more and more through the telecast, he pulled back more and more. And in the end, he's like, I'm not even sure if Jade Sheedy's heard of St Kilda.
So here is Jade Sheedy confirming that rumour.
No, I love my time here. I love really investing in the SANFL, and love the Woods West Torrens Footy Club and For me, you know, I run a business as well, so I'm really really keen to stay in the SANFL and be a long-term coach with Brookhill.
There you go, Biggles.
He's got a business. Biggles didn't even... What was he going to do with the business?
Biggles didn't realise that.
He didn't even know.
We need to get Biggles on. Yeah,
he won't come on. He's not returning our calls.
And stop using that cricket bat. Put it down. Cricket season's not on yet.
Hang on, I got a text
from Biggles, mate Biggles. What did he say? I'm tied up in meetings until 12. Make sure the lads don't replay the audio from Sunday.
Too late.
Let's cross
the Biggles.
Let's go to Biggles.
Jay Sheedy will go down. Becoming a greater the Sandford competition as a coach.
Well, he's actually off to St Kilda next year.
Who?
Well, Jay Sheedy, they've already approached him. Well, he's not off yet, I should say.
That's a big story.
The Saints are sniffing around for him. And the club man that he is considering
he's just
sticking
on a
around.
3-year deal, Biggles.
Yeah, that's got a clause in it that says if you are offered an AFL contract, you can go. And I hate to break it to the hearts of the Eagles supporters, but he's thinking about staying.
Breaking news.
That's huge.
Well, he's a deserved coach.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't be saying any of this.
This is confidential.
He's let the cat out of the bag.
What about he started backtracking?
The hole he was digging. We lost him through the call.
He was going and then the Saints were sniffing around him and then he was just heard of it. He was unsure that he might stay.
Apparently he had his hoodie on and the hood came over the head and by the end of it he was slumped underneath the desk.
Biggles, if you're out there listening, give us a call.
This is a show that no one else is doing in the world.
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker.
What up, JC?
Jay Clark.
Oh, we love this young man. Good afternoon, Jay. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
It's great to speak to you again, team. What's happening in the trade period as usual?
There's plenty going on. Now, we need you to explain this to us because Sydney have said, well, if you're not going to deal with us, Adelaide, we'll go and deal with Port Adelaide and get a deal done there. And then Adelaide have come out and said, well, you know what, we'll just let him walk to the pre-season draft. Now, can you explain to the listeners out there how he can just walk to the pre-season draft and get picked up when Adelaide don't have the first pick? There's plenty of picks before them.
Yeah, it's a good point, Bernie. Look, I personally think the Swans are playing a bit of a dangerous game here. Now, as we know, Adelaide, although they sit, pick 4 in the national draft, they could pick him up there or more likely in the preseason draft. Now, Carlton did this, only 2 years ago with Jack Martin, and it can be manipulated behind the scenes in terms of his salary in essentially guaranteeing his safe passage to Adelaide for nothing. And what a pickup Jordan Dawson would be. So what you just do, and Jack Martin, as I said, did this at Carlton, you just put a really big a salary in his first year. So Jack Martin, I think, was 1.2, maybe 1.3 for his first year. Yep. Now, that basically locks out other clubs who can't afford him from taking him. So Melbourne, for example, said they were interested in Jack Martin, but they weren't prepared to commit to that huge salary for potentially only 1 year, when Martin said, look, I only want to go to Carlton and any other club who takes me will only get me for 1 year. Like, it's just fanciful to think that North Melbourne are going to pick up Jordan Dawson, a club he doesn't want to go to, pay more than $1 million for 1 year, and then he ends up going to Adelaide anyway. Like, it's just embarrassing. And you talk to clubs and managers, like, it doesn't happen. Like, who was the last player this happened to? Nick Stevens.
That's right.
End up going to Carlton. Like, it just doesn't happen. Like, it's hard to get your footy department, your playing list in sync without having a $1 million player there on your list who doesn't want to be there anyway. Like, in terms of the locker room, it's a disaster. So I think the threat of this is very real. And I sort of personally think what Adelaide had arranged, Justin Reid had arranged in terms of getting pick 16 from the Bulldogs and then maybe a little dob of cream, a little sweet and a little boiled lolly or chocolate on the side to maybe top that up a little bit. Man, I think that's sort of reasonable, if you know what I mean. Like, clubs are reluctant to give too much, you know, top 10 picks. The clubs have given 2 top first round picks for Dylan Scheel and Adam Treloar and all that sort of stuff recently. Hasn't worked out.
Hawthorn got
potential for pick 13. So maybe that's a half decent comparison. So look, the Swans are talking a really big game. I thought the pick 17 deal that Adelaide had offered early in the trade period with a little sweetener was fair. And now, you're right, there is this threat of the preseason draft. And if they could get him for nothing like Carlton did with Martin, and that blew up in Gold Coast's face, geez, what a boost for their list rebuild.
I'll throw a couple of names at you, Jay-Z. Luke Dunstan and Melbourne small forward Cade Chandler has been linked to the Crows.
Yeah, so the Crows have met with Cade Chandler. He's from Tasmania. I really like this guy. When he played for Melbourne, back or forward as a small, he's tough.
Hard.
Like, he's hard ahead. And Melbourne just had such a good run with their injury list this year. A lot of guys like him didn't get a go. I really like Cade Chandler. I think he can play best 22 footy. Luke Dunstan to Melbourne. Expect this to happen as early as today. He'd be insurance. Like, he's a backup. He's not going to beat Clayton Oliver or Christian Petrarca for a game. But if they are to be hit with injuries, then I think Luke Dunstan, for a team in a premiership sweet spot, he's perfect. He's going to cost them bugger all. I think this is smart business from the D's.
Well done. And Eddie Betts has been linked to the Cats, as well as a good performer on the weekend in the Sandford Grand Finals, Tyson Stengel.
Yes, now this is such a Geelong move, isn't it? So they get Eddie Betts. He's going to be in their development coaching ranks. Wow. We know the serious change that the Cats have got through there in their assistant coaching ranks. They are absolutely wrapped to get Eddie. Like, they think he can have such a positive influence on their young players in particular, especially Tyson Stengel. So he's a guy who's been a little bit off the rails, had to get his life in order, super talented. He comes in, he is best 22 for the Cats. He could play in a forward pocket, kick 30-plus goals. And when you've got Eddie just helping steer him, guide him, just such a respected person. As a 1-2 hit for the Cats, who are looking for different ways to top up their list and do things, in different sort of ways. Just a really smart business, I think, from the Cats to get those two. And I think there's a serious chance Stengel lands at the Cats next year and is mentored by Eddie.
Smart from the Cats. Mm. The other two names, how's the Chera deal going? And also local boy Laddams.
Yeah, so Pete Laddams, believe he's talking to Hawthorn and Sydney.
Yep.
Port Adelaide want a first-round pick. Now, I can't see Hawthorn giving a first-round pick to Adams. I think it's going to be less than that. Sydney want a first-rate ruckman. I think he's a good fit for them. So I think there's a good chance this deal gets done. Whether it's a first-round pick, I'm not sure. Maybe a future pick. But I think that deal will get done. Adam Chera will be for pick 6 and then a really complicated swap of other picks. So whether it's 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I think this will happen. That pick 6 is still the essential key plank in that deal. He'll play for Carlton along with George Hewitt, really bolster that midfield for Michael Voss. There'll be a complicated swap of picks, but that'll get done.
Jay, great job, mate. Thanks for your time, and we'll speak again.
Good on you, boys. And Bluey, that tweet about that bloke from New South Wales. I love that. What an absolute
tweet. Should have been kicked off of Twitter for that. You can't use that language.
I went to bed last night thinking, should I have said that? Yeah. Well, it was a bit strong.
Did you have a few last night, did you?
No, I didn't. I did it very early.
You hit the bottle and then went to Twitter, social media.
What a tosser, Jay-Z. What a tosser.
I like it, Bluey.
All right, good on you, mate. There he is, Jay Clark, there on the Triple M Rush Hour. Okay, lads, let's talk about your family. I'm still...
Why have you got your head in the phone? What was happening on the phone there that was so important?
I'm getting very excited about Furious 5. So we've got some great contestants coming up. We've got a great prize. So get ready for that.
New prize, is
very shortly.
Sponsor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Righto. Now, where am I?
Oh, you're in the studio.
Thank you,
Jay Clark was outstanding.
He was good.
Thought he was very good, all right?
Explain the situation.
You boys, what's happened with your families? Is there some dad moments you need to share with us?
There is. Over the last couple of weeks, had another little incident report I had to sign when I came in. It's never good when they say, can we just have a word before you head on?
This is your son, Harvey, 2.5 years old.
Harvey, yeah. So he goes to childcare 3 days a week. And there's been a couple of incident reports. Okay. And normally he's hurt himself, so they have to sign when he's bumped his head or scun his elbow or something, which is quite regular. But this one's a little bit different. It's a bit like the, over the fence.
Remember the great escape. One of the great stories of all time. Him and his buddies tried to get into the big
turf and over the fence. They were found, the though, and it was all okay. Everyone was all good.
And those fences got rewired and electricity and cameras on now.
The barbed wire just sharpened up a little bit.
They've got cameras and guards.
I think they're trying to tunnel under it now. That's the last I heard.
He's tunnelling with his gang.
So I had to sign a little incident report, and they say, can I have a – Blue, you'd know – they go, can we just have a word? And then like, when you look around and there's no other mothers, they go, it's not that bad. And you go,
oh, no.
Oh, God, what's he done now?
Don't panic.
Don't panic when I say this, all that.
Yeah.
He goes, well, there was an incident today where this one kid had this other kid pinned down and sort of in a bit of a headlock.
They're playing around with it.
Playing,
playfully playing around.
Yeah, sort of explained like that. But
the other kid was going blue.
Yeah, the other kid hadn't breathed for a minute or so.
So Harvey
playing
Vince.
Around. No, yeah. He was nothing to do with it. Oh. But came in, saw the action, and thought, "That's my mate under there."
Ooh.
But instead of just maybe just lifting him off by the clothes, went the hair and the face.
Oh, no.
Kept dragging him along.
By the hair.
That's why I said, oh, hang on, was it a fight or what's going on? Wow. No. What? And the teacher, won't mention any names,
no.
But she said to me, it was actually a real act of kindness. And I'm like, kindness? He's clawed someone by the face and ripped their hair out.
This is beautiful.
Said, nah, but...
Yeah.
He's showing loyalty.
Yeah, and then I said, friend. Well, what happened after that was the kid, not really too much. We just have to fill out this form and you have to sign it and the other mother has to sign it. And then he hung around that kid for the rest of the day to make sure they were okay, the one that was on the bottom.
Oh.
That's beautiful.
That little, is so beautiful.
Formed a little
his
alliance.
Instincts took over.
Nice. I'm not sure if it's beautiful.
Yeah, well for me it is because it's
taken them off. Buy the shirt or that's, something mate, else rather than attack the face.
That's just how you brought him up.
Part of no, that's I'm not. Well, that's how his mother brought
you're
him up.
You're a teaching,
Ben,
G.
Yeah, I used to work in a preschool, but while I was studying teaching, and yes. The thing is with this kind of behaviour, he's obviously seen it modelled somewhere.
Oh, well.
So
wonder where.
Watching your old footy touch.
Watching your old footy, yes. So everything's all good, though?
It's all good. Just signed it, and the other mother signed it, and she didn't have too many problems, I don't think so.
They'll all be sharing a hot chocolate now, wouldn't they?
Now the court case is in November 6th.
What about you, Chunk Lips, Greg Blewett?
Well, multiple incidents regarding multiple. Rory.
I love Rory's stories.
I'm just going to give
now,
you
Rory
one.
Rory is how old?
He's 5.
Okay.
Mm. And he's a beauty, but he's a little terror.
Yeah.
Anyway, last night, Catherine walks down the stairs and she's got a Stanley knife in her hand. I said, what do you need that for? She goes, you wouldn't have guessed where I found this. Okay. A Stanley. And he loves... So Rory loves swords, he loves knives.
Oh. Guns.
No, he doesn't. No, just sharp stuff.
just sharp stuff. Damage.
And I said, where did you find that? And he's got this little stash in his bedroom that he thinks that we don't know about. And he stashes all his little Pokemons and all
his
he's
teeth,
got this little
his
corner.
Teeth.
His brother's teeth.
Yeah, he tried to sell that.
He's got a finger or two.
Anyway, this Stanley knife is in the stash.
Oh,
and
no.
I said, well, how did he get that? And because when I go to, I've got a little toolbox in the shed.
Everything's brand new.
Never been used. It's still got a padlock on it.
Still in the wrappers.
I'm a tradie. I've got a toolbox.
Whenever I do something, like generally Rory's in tow and he must have gone out there in the shed and found the Stanley knife and put it in the. But imagine what. Chaos he could have caused with a Stanley.
What's he doing? Edward Scissorhands.
There's other stuff as well, which I'll bring up another time.
Another day?
Including theft.
Oh, yeah,
what?
I like these.
And he
We can't ever catch up with the kids. Nah. If Harvey and Rory get together,
that's all. Game over. The Malachi brothers.
Might as well take them straight to prison.
He tried to smuggle something to Kindy as well the other day. Danny's sock.
He's taping
that I found.
Him to his legs. He's hardcore. He's hardcore.
He's like a mule.
He's not a chopper reed, is he?
I don't know whether he's going to be a surgeon or a butcher. those knives.
I reckon we take him to juvie for a few weeks.
Brilliant. Once a year, I get an email about the 2021 Australian Commercial Radio Awards.
It won't be every year.
They're like the Academy Awards. They're like the Globe. The Golden Globe.
Globe Derby.
They are here. Now, Trots. I've done this radio industry for a long time. I've been in the industry for a lot, too long, probably, at times. Every year, I just make sure I think, we're going to get nominated. We're going to win some sort of an award.
Yeah, because we're global.
We are a global show.
No one else is doing it.
This is the big radio awards. They go interstate and they get on it, but it's the same names every year get nominated.
Like who?
The same ones win it every year. Oh, bloody Cole and Jackie O show, Brendan Jones and Amanda Keller. I listened to them the other day. They were boring as batshit. Same old rubbish. Same old people. Same names, nothing changes.
You reckon they forget about Adelaide?
Well, Adelaide gets stuff all. They don't get any recognition for their work. And a lot of good radio stations here in Adelaide do some great stuff.
Yeah, well
said. We've done some great stuff.
Here, here.
Even Ruin Ditch got nominated about 3 years ago for doing stuff all.
Come on.
And it drives me bloody nuts. I don't know why they bother doing these awards.
So you've worked in radio for 30 years and never been...
No.
Never been,
no, and I've done some wonderful stuff. Well,
despite saying every show, this will get nominated, we should be nominated, this will be nominated, you'll be nominated, I'll be nominated.
I don't know why we bother. Some of the names, they're not even... People don't even listen to it.
Well, hang on. Have you read every category?
Well, there's they got the best talk presenter.
Yeah.
Same names. I'll win it again. Then they got the best on-air country and provisional. So country. No one gives a stuff about country. Then you got best on-air team, which is Metro.
That's probably us.
Right, FM. That's got to be us. Yeah. But here you go. The same names from last year and the year before. And they'll all win it. They'll all get up their three parts and they'll get the gear up there. They'll all be there.
Well, hang on.
I've just
been handed a bit of paper.
So
here.
What do we get? I keep looking through the names.
Just roll down.
What is it?
Best
is it?
Music roll presenter. Down. Best sports presenter. Same people. Tim Lane.
What about
boring.
The best documentaries?
Peter Spider Everett.
What about the best documentary, Jars? Have you read that yet?
Well, no, I haven't gone through that one. Well, what's happened there?
Blue, we just got handed a bit of paper.
Jeez, how many awards?
What's that? What is it, Blue?
The lockdown broadcast.
What?
Team Triple M Adelaide, South Australia.
I've just had it, buddy. I've gone off my tree.
It's got everyone here, too. It's
get stuffed.
Greg Blewett, Bernie Vince.
Where?
Was Ruin there. Mark Rusciuto, Chris Dittmar.
Oh.
And that's it.
So we're in.
It's not you. It's not you, though.
Well, what do you mean it's not
well,
me?
You're
where
not on the
it?
List.
Where does it say it?
Did you do it?
What do you mean I did it? I was there with the lockdown for Adelaide when we did the show
for
4 hours.
Oh, they must
have
just forgot to put your name here.
No. Well, where does it say that?
So are we going? We're going.
So we've been nominated.
We're nominated.
Yay! Get stuffed, Adelaide. I told you. Bloody told you. 30 years I've been waiting.
Don't tell Adelaide to get stuffed.
I mean, love you, Adelaide.
All right, this is what we're up against. Townsville floods, 1 year on.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yep. Tick,
Moon Man takes on domestic violence.
Tick.
That's not bad.
A tribute to Danny Frawley. So there's four nominations.
Four
including us.
Oh,
what are our chances?
That's some heavy competition.
So we'll come fourth.
We've got no, but I'm just. How come you didn't tell me that?
Do we get a podium finish or not?
Just off the podium.
So does it mean that we'll actually
hand
the
go? Ribbons.
We'll put them, go?
No, we're going.
Yeah, we're going.
Where's the awards?
Was that just us?
I think
three?
It's in Sydney.
But they're not letting anyone in.
We'll stay at the casino. No, this is in February. Everything will be
Benny,
open.
Benny, who
was on that? Casino.
As just us three.
So do you boys remember when we went down? It would have been about November.
Yeah, I was there.
No. Ruin Ditch, you blokes, we all jumped on and went locals for that.
But Ruin Ditch didn't do that.
Nah,
so they did 30 minutes and took off.
They're on the list.
So they're in there
Jazz.
As well.
You're not on the list,
Jazz. Oh,
yeah. You're not on the list.
Well, I only put Ruin Ditch and Blue and Boo.
And us two. Well, I think they can only fly four and they sent the four most.
Oh, no.
Oh, no!
Go to a break,
this is reminding me of half time, Williston Grand Final. Maybe you should have shown a bit of passion like that in the Grand Final half time speak.
We need Harvey in here.
Let's get Rory with that blade. He's broken his toe there, surely.
Oh, he has.
He just went nuts. What's wrong with him?
The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it. I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering five questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
Beautiful stuff, G, and we've got people lining up to play this wonderful quiz. We've got sponsors also lining up now, chaps. And what's the great prize for our contestants?
We have an excellent prize today. We've got a voucher to the District at Sky City, Adelaide's ultimate entertainment destination.
That is good.
That's
unbelievable.
Thank you very much.
Up, aren't they?
And the big dog, the state manager from Bickford's Group, He wants to sponsor the show. He sent me a little Instagram text message. Paul Hutchinson, who I've been trying to ring.
The Cordial Bickfords.
Yeah, and the Vale Brew. Is it the Vale Pale Ale Brew?
I don't know. You're telling the story.
He wants to sponsor the show. I've got a landscape gardener that wants to sponsor this segment. I'm telling you now, I can't keep up.
Yeah, they're all burner accounts, though. So. <They're> not- We're setting you up.
Mark from Strath Album. G'day, Mark. Welcome.
Hey, boys. Great to be here.
And good afternoon, Mark. Lauren from Unley. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Lovely. Look at that lovely voice.
Yeah, it's. Wait, now, look at it or listen to it?
No, have a listen to the lovely
voice. Look at that.
Don't. See, I'm telling you, you two.
Just explain.
Please support this one. All right? This is going to be the awards, awards.
Just explain the rules properly.
Five questions. All right? Five questions, guys. You've got 1 point for a correct answer. If you get that answer wrong, then the opposition can have a crack at the question.
Take a breath.
Call your name out first.
He's passed out.
My lungs are struggling. I've got to get back in the pool like Daniel Craig did. You got call out your name first. If you know the answer, you've got two lifelines.
Enjoy- one each.
No, they've got.
We go through this every week.
Yeah, one each. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mark and Lauren, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy and listen carefully to question number one, which our producer Benny did. I did some questions, but he said he'll wait till next week. Now, Gregory, you go first.
Okay.
All the best, loves.
Good luck, Mark and Lauren. Right. First question is: which two players won the 2021 McGarry Medal?
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Darren Jarman.
What's Mark's been smoking?
Now, Lauren, you got two lifelines. If you want to use lifelines, go ahead.
My name's Laura.
Laura.
Yeah. Laura.
Yep. Yeah, but Benny, sorry, Laura, our producer's got Lauren.
Nah, it says Laura there, mate. Nah.
You've written Lauren, you chunkhead.
It's Lauren.
Yeah, but it's Laura. She says...
It's Lauren.
It's Laura. Is it Laura or Lauren?
It's Laura.
It's Laura.
And she's got one lifeline.
Yes, she has.
Right.
Do you want to use it, Laura?
Yeah.
Yeah, who do you want?
Dale Lewis.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, that...
Question number two, please, Bern.
I'm ringing Louis.
God bless his soul.
He's not
answering. Number two, Louis. I mean, Bern. Right. Oh, Bern.
Seeing we're talking McGarry medals, out of Bernie, Bluey and Jars, which team member has won two of them?
Oh, you did this.
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Laura.
That one's Darren Jarman.
Hang on. Wrong Jarman.
I've heard this voice before.
Yeah, I think I know it is. He's very average talent too. All right. Laura. Laura, you got an opportunity. There's a no, she's already used the lifeline.
Yeah, no, what?
Yeah, who do you think it is?
Oh, is it not Darren? Not Darren.
No, not Darren.
No.
Anyone else?
So it's definitely not Darren Jarman? Did he say that?
Yeah, not Darren.
Gee, Laura. Lauren.
What about, hang on.
No, you, that's... Is...
Ben Jarman?
Number three, Greg.
Okay. All right. After trailing by 57 points, which local A-grade footy team stormed home to beat Williston in the grand final this year?
Yeah. Go, you South Gawler boys.
Yeah.
They didn't say his name.
Oh, there, bad luck. You didn't say your name, Mark.
Laura.
Yes, Laura.
What he said.
Yes. Jeez. Number four, Bern.
I don't feel well. Who won the NRL Grand Final this year?
Here we go.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
By 2 points.
Do you know, Mark?
I don't know, Lauren.
God.
I don't know.
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Penrith.
Yes!
Benny,
I can smell a rat here.
Benny, don't put the answers on our sheet because then once if they ask us the lifeline, we can see them, you idiot. I can't believe you did that.
I can smell a rat somewhere. Something doesn't feel right, but we'll go to question five,
check your
please,
pocket.
Greg.
Well, this is the deciding question because it's one apiece
at
the moment.
Thank you, G.
All right.
One apiece out of four.
Yeah.
Which Triple M team member was the biggest snuffy of the football season and made their way into the change rooms to celebrate Melbourne winning the AFL Grand Final.
It wasn't just Melbourne, CMS, Eagles.
Yes, Lauren. Lauren. Lodge.
Oh, no.
Yes. Darren Jarman. Oh.
This is bullshit.
What the hell's going on here?
Is this Loz and Tomo?
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey! Oh, they're here. They're actually in the building.
Hello.
Oh, now tech going.
That's for calling me Lenny at the Sandful Grand Final.
Lenny and Tomo. Anyway, tiebreaker. Port Adelaide finished second on the AFL ladder this year. How many games did they lose?
Shut up. Mark, Darren Jarman.
You know what?
We are
getting the $100 district voucher.
Is Tomo coming?
Lenny and Timmy. Hey, Jazz, if we split that voucher up thirds, how much will we get each?
Well, he'll get 10, what?
Thirds.
$30 each.
No, more.
A little bit more.
$40 each.
No, less.
Oh, shut up. Okay. Let's go. Up next.
It'll be 33.
We got what? Yeah.
What, Charles?
He's rattled.
You trashed me, buddy.
We got Darren Jarman on the phone.
Yeah, it is. Hello, Darren. Are you there?
I'm not sure if you're going to get a sponsor after that.
Oh, yeah, that'll scare him away.
You can get involved in the show anytime on the Automasters text line 0488 51047. We've got a message from Anthony from Broadview through today. He says, I saw in the Advertiser today that Tony Modra has a burger named after him. What's the weirdest sponsor request you guys have ever had?
Yeah, Mods, didn't you? Who else got a burger named after? Tex?
Tex did.
Tex had the burger.
For a few days.
How'd that go?
No? I think they sold one and they got sick.
So Mods is now promoting a burger.
The Godra burger.
Good old Gods. Oh, Mods, he would have been ka-ching, 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 ka-ching.
You had anything named after you, Charles?
A beer. Yeah. Cooper's Brewery named a beer after me called The Gift.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
The gift that keeps giving. Yeah. I've had a couple of approaches by
For what? For food.
Fake tan.
Oh, no, you haven't.
I have.
For spray tanning.
Well, being honest
it's because of you guys.
Good.
And teeth
I've
no
never
food,
ever
but
had
no
one.
Food, but no nothing about food or alcohol or.
No, I've been on a beer can. And I've told that
beer can
story.
Yeah,
I've been on a beer carton.
Yes,
actually.
I've
on a beer carton.
So, have you really?
Yeah. In my Aussie one, I'll tell you what, the gun's out as well. I was diving for a catch.
And then you're on the beer carton.
Sure, it was you.
On the beer carton.
Was that
what, with the guns?
Yeah.
So, mate, you had your guns out on Friday.
Huge.
Mate, I had to put my sunglasses on. You were that white.
Well, that's why I need some of that tan stuff.
You lost your definition.
I don't do anything. What's happened to your body?
Coming from you. Coming from the dugong.
Who was the text from, G? David.
Did we answer?
Anthony from Broadview. So, yes, I've had something named after me. You, Greg, you had been approached, and you, Boom Boom.
Oh, surely. Just like ovals and facilities and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, rusty. Now mosh head.
Yeah. Rusty signs.
Yeah. So you got plugs in your hair.
Yeah. No, Bernie Vince Oval.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, not for long. you're there for a bit.
Nah, well done. Go and try the old Godra burger too.
What's in it?
Meat
and salads
a
and
bun.
Buns.
No, it's a pork. I read it was a pork
fennel?
Sausage roll.
Is it really?
Inside, instead of a patty, it's like a sausage
roll.
Nice.
So he'd love that. He's a good boy, Mod. Yeah. So, good question.
When are we going to get a Jarman burger?
That's on its way. There was a fish and chip shop. Actually, there you go. They did do a Jarman down at Henley.
Jarman Magic?
Nah, the Stun Mullet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the name of the shop, not the burger.
The puffer.
I've just got it. There's management outside because I had that hissy fit. And I apologise to the fan.
Yeah,
you they broke heard the noise.
Yeah, I've actually. I'll catch up.
You remind me of a toadfish, actually.
A toadfish. Yeah.
Toadfish.
Anyway. Thanks for your question, Anthony. Great stuff. You can text through Bernie, Bluey and Jars on the Automasters text line 0488851047.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Righto, buddy. What do you got for a Wednesday?
October 6th.
Yes, sir.
Today is World Cerebral Palsy Day, Jars. Mm. So get around that.
Absolutely.
Big day. On this day, I need to let you boys know, because there was a big outage yesterday of Facebook and Instagram. Did you hear that?
Yep.
Do you know how much it cost Facebook in, I think it was down for 5 hours?
Mm. Yep.
It's a little fact
couple
as
of
well.
Couple of billion dollars?
8 billion.
What?
5% off their share price.
Wow.
8 billion.
Who owns that again? Who owns Facebook again?
I think Zuckerberg does.
That little nerd.
So it cost him $8 billion yesterday just for a little outage, which is interesting. That's... But the reason I bring that up because on this day, October 6th, 2010, Instagram was launched for the very first time.
Right.
You know how many people signed up on the first day?
Don't know, Bert.
This is world, like around the world, or global, or around million? The world. No.
Who bad?
A lot less.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot less. On the first day. So
they oh, no, 60,000.
25,000 people signed up on the
that
first
was it,
day.
On the really? First day.
Yeah.
Now, first how day. Many now?
Well, how many now, G?
1.38 billion.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Billion.
Jeez, G.
1.38 billion people billion. Around the
there's
world.
There's 14
using
billion
Instagram.
People on Earth.
Well, that's including children and everything, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah.
So they can't have it. But that's
anyway, well done.
What's next, I wonder?
What is next?
TikTok.
What do you think? TikTok's taken over.
Don't go there. Not.
Yeah, Jazz. I reckon you'd be good on TikTok.
That's all, that's dancing though, isn't it?
No.
Dancing
and little short videos of
I reckon you, Maz, get the kids dancing.
I'm not gonna do that with Maz.
Yes you will.
No.
She asked me to ask you that I think you should do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Okay, will you do it or not? What are you
not
what
at
are you
all.
Doing? What are you filling out?
I'm there? Looking at
the paper.
Yeah,
you're not
nothing.
You're not listening at all.
He's actually looking to see what you might be coming up with.
Ah,
he's
okay, yeah, he's cheating.
No, I'm not. I'm not
I
cheating.
I need to get a couple of things out of there anyway.
Yeah, okay.
On this day, yes, Saturday, 1989, US actor Betty Davis passed away at the age of 81. Here's a little tribute to her.
She was a wonderful actress back in the day, in
she
the 40s have, and 50s.
Just had nice eyes.
She, who sings the song?
Kim Carnes.
Well done. And where did Betty Davis pass away?
In her bed.
In Paris.
Paris, yeah. You're reading your cheat sheet. Yeah. Anyway, I can't get them out of there anymore. But I've got a little fact for you, and I'm changing tack a little bit. I'm talking because the women just played a test match.
They did.
I just want to run you through Elise Perry.
Mm-hmm.
The form she's in. Her last four innings, she's faced 1,000 balls.
Yes, sir.
This is in Test cricket.
Test cricket.
So four innings, Blue, would you ever have faced 1,000?
No, not at all.
In four consecutive innings?
No.
You would have got a couple of ducks there.
She's made 472 runs.
Yes.
So
average?
Well, let me just read out the stats and then we'll work out it. You should be able to work out her average, actually, when I get to it. She's batted for over 20 hours.
Wow.
Dismissed only once.
Wow.
Only once.
She's a star.
Fair form. So what would she be averaging, Jazz?
How many times? Where? Once? One dismissal?
Well, one dismissal. So averaging. She's
you want to know average?
72 runs. She's batted for 1,000 hours.
Yeah.
Quick and maths.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Four innings.
She's batted for 20 hours.
20 hours. 1,000. Yeah.
So that's three. That goes in a six.
I carry the two.
65.
Well, she's averaging 472 because she's only been dismissed
she's
once.
She's been dismissed once. You divide 472 by one.
I
what
thought
do you
you'd
get?
Even get that. And why are you dividing by 1,000 hours when it was 1,000 balls?
She's a star. Is that it for Wednesday?
That's it for a Wednesday.
Well done.
Guys.
Have a lovely
I've
evening.
I got my double jab today as well, my second jab.
Oh, good on you,
you
know what?
Saw your other ear pop out. Yeah, what's that, buddy?
You know what?
Yes, mate.
Not feeling a thing. So I don't know good why boy. Benny had 2 weeks off after he got his
second jab. And Greg, you're off to do some TV work.
Yes,
tell us.
Pottery. Just shooting a commercial.
Yeah, we're shooting.
Stay tuned during the summer. It'll be all over your television.
Not a cash cow. Ripping off the old public, the taxpayer.
Got to feed the family.
And don't stuff your lines up too.
He's got to pay.
Hi,
still
I'm
haven't
Greg
been
Miller,
given a script.
Former Australian Test cricketer.
Well, he's got to pay.
Clean belly, Hill.
He's got to pay for Rory's juvenile.
That's right.
Can you save some for half?
You've got to pay for the knife set.